Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. The new farm program has been in the news a lot the past few weeks, so I thought I'd take this opportunity this morning to visit a couple of earlier commentaries I've done on the subject. The other day at the FSA from my Stage of Life CD, and Madam Secretary from my Early Riser CD. I hope you folks are listening after the last of your corn is in the ground. I haven't been in the farming deal too terribly long. I took over the lease on the school section here a few years back, right when the government had come out with a new program, that Freedom to Founder Act of 1996. And I jumped in with both feet. We doubled our corn acres, and I planted a whole bag of seed. And I had a lot of learning to do. A lot of the dialect that some of you folks might be a little bit more familiar with was all new to me. Now, when I started out ranching there in Broken Bow 21 years ago, the first thing I needed to do was find someone to finance the aspiring young rancher, and I had a lot of people I could ask. Now, in my hometown of Broken Bow, there was a PCA and an FLBA, three local banks, two S&Ls, and when they all turned me down, I qualified for a loan at the FHA. Well, now these years later, the PCA and the FLBA have gone together to form the FCS, and we lost one local bank to the FDIC back in 83. And over at the FHA, the ASCS, the NRCS, and the FHA have all gone together to form the FSA. Now, the person that runs the FSA is the CED, and they're really sharp, kind of like a CPA with a high SAT. And they're assisted by the local committee called the COC. Now, the COC, they talk to the folks back in Washington, D.C. with the USDA that watch the CBT, and this determines the PCP, which sets the LDP, which is about the only thing keeping the farmer's ATM from going DOA. So if you're standing in line at the FSA waiting to sign an LTA on your CRP and you find you're overdue for an EKG, the CED will appoint a member of the COC who hopefully is an EMT to resuscitate with CPR ASAP.
She signed on in the 30s when Roosevelt had planned a new deal for the farmers to keep them on the land. She climbed the ladder in the 40s and never did get nervous at Ag Stabilization and Conservation Service. Her duties cut into her free time, so she seldom got the chance to do the hokey pokey. See, Beulah liked to dance. By the time it was the 50s when Chubby Checker did the twist, Beulah's name and office personnel was top the list. With each advancement came more power that never was abused, but a girl can't miss an opportunity to keep herself amused. So as she learned the ropes, she never missed a chance. When Beulah started signing checks, the farmers learned to dance. They did their best to play along with each new whim and notion. One year it was the mambo, the next the locomotion. They did the funky chicken back when the Beatles sang, and when disco came into its own, the office rhythms rang. Farmer Fred kept trying, though talent he did lack. When he tried to be Travolta, he nearly wrecked his back. By the time the achy breaky had come onto the scene, our blue-haired beauty Beulah could get a little mean. The boys would always play along, not complaining in the least. Somewhere they heard that music would soothe the savage beast. but it wasn't always easy, and it often bruised their pride when they were told to stand in line and do the electric slide. Well, now the program's different, and Beulah has retired, and the farmers feel their dancing days have finally expired. But before you stash those dancing shoes, best heed one more request. Go learn the Macarena, boys, and you'd better do your best. A president's been re-elected, and staffing he does lack, and stranger things have happened. He may bring Beulah back.
Thanks for riding along this morning on Homegrown. Have a great week, and please join me next time for another edition. Happy trails!